to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week in Ours to Protect, we look at local efforts around upcycling, which look to push us further toward the goal of a circular economy. Increasingly, fast fashion has become a concern due to the large amount of emissions in production and the waste left behind. Ireland is one of the biggest consumers and disposers of textiles in the EU. We consume 53 kilograms per person per year and throw away 35 kilograms, compared to the European average of 26 kilograms and 12 kilograms. One of the ways of mitigating this is through upcycling and repair. Fast Forward provides workshops on upcycling and repair to companies to encourage their employees to employ these vital skills. Founder Ailish Crowley explains where she came up with the idea.
I was inspired to start Fast Forward after travelling to Sri Lanka in 2020. I came across a brand that was collecting colourful rice sacks from beaches and preparing them to be reused. They were then upcycled into luxury weekend bags and other fashion accessories. And this concept of reuse, resourcefulness and creativity inspired me to go back to university and study sustainability in ECC, working alongside Enactus UCC, which is a society for student social entrepreneurs, and it was a really brilliant support. So I'd been working in London and I came back with the brainchild of an idea. I told them about the idea I had of connecting local creatives, so sustainable fashion brands, to host company workshops to upskill people in the areas of repairing and upcycling, to teach people about the circular economy and outside the box thinking. So they really liked the idea, and throughout the course of the year while I was studying sustainability in UCC, I was working on Fast Forward and connecting with companies in Cork. Our mission is to save 1 million items from landfill by 2030 through the work that we do and the workshops that we carry out. To date, saved 5 tonnes of CO2. Still early days, we're ambitious to reach our target by 2030.
Being able to repair clothing to extend its life was a once commonplace skill, but has since been lost. Ailish says that it is a vital skill not only to prevent waste, but to extend the lifespan of clothing that causes a serious amount of carbon emissions to produce.
In schools now, like when I was studying, we didn't really have the opportunity to learn the skill of repair. And even in schools today, I don't think there's a module specifically on the circular economy and the concept of keeping things in reuse. So that is what we want to facilitate, but also to look at waste differently, particularly with our waste upcycling workshop, look at it through a creative lens and maybe promote that outside the box thinking as well when it comes to waste, so that things aren't just discarded maybe when it seems like they're at the end of their life cycle, but instead the resources that went into them aren't lost and can be reused to minimize waste. 10,000 litres of water is used to make one pair of jeans, and then when you look at the overall CO2 emissions from the time of producing the cotton to dyeing it, often with chemical dyes, and then transporting it from where it's made across the globe to Ireland, it 33.5 kilograms of CO2 goes into one pair of jeans. So that's the impact that every participant can have. And I think it's something people can feel really good about when they leave the workshop. They can say, I saved 10,000 litres of water, or the equivalent of 33.5 kilograms of CO2, by keeping this pair of jeans in circulation.
All of this comes under an overarching theme: the need to transition away from a linear economy, where items are produced, consumed, and then discarded, to a circular economy, where items are produced and consumed, but are then recycled and reused, reducing the emissions associated with fresh production.
When I was studying in UCC, we learned the 9R framework. There's 9Rs. So the first one, for example, is refuse. Might be educating people around what they're buying, refusing to buy something that can't be repaired. So if it's a poor quality piece that can't be disassembled to replace component part, it might be refusing it at that first stage, which will then save that item from going into landfill when it reaches the end of its life. The or around rethink, so that's for people developing a product, so rethinking how it's designed so it can be designed to be repaired, remanufactured, repurposed in some way at the end of its life cycle. Resource use is another one, so looking at the resources that go into a product. Are they recycled materials? Where Fast Forward really comes into play is around repairing and repurposing, and they're the ores that we're really focusing on.
If you would like to know more about Fast Forward and the circular economy, check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television license fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.